Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast, brought to you by the great people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Hope you do the exact same thing. All right, this could be a little bit different. If you hear some natural sounds, that's because we are in the great outdoors. Pete is back from Michigan. We hadn't seen each other in months, and so we are back at the park where we did our last podcast together before everything got shut down. Three.
June. It was March 12th. It was March, dude.
It's
right
June.
After the NBA, yeah.
That's 4 months. March, April, May,
three.
June.
No, but it's March to April is one. April,
nah,
May,
man,
is two. May to June is three. 3 months.
It might as well be a decade.
A decade. Pete Haley's here. Mitch Sisler's here. I gave Pete a hug. I don't know if I'm allowed to. Sorry, Dr. Fauci. It was so good to see you.
Yeah. The last time I saw you was at this park, and it just felt right. I saw you walking up the hill with your dog, Banks, who's also here.
Banks is chilling.
And my heart skipped a beat. You're wearing your cool checkered shoes and your sick Michael Jordan shirt, and I just miss all those little idiosyncrasies.
It's just, it's good.
I don't
good.
Know if I used that word right. I'm just happy to see you guys.
I am so sick of Zoom. Zoom is also sick of me.
Yeah.
Some dude had a tremendous tweet that I'm not going to say on this family podcast about how bad my audio has been and what he compared it to.
Mm-hmm.
It was, imagine something with sandpaper. It was quite funny.
I didn't see that.
You need to show that to us afterwards. It's been rough.
Dude, I don't think it's my fault. Like, I don't know. Like, when I do my hits with Larry, there's no problems. Like, it comes and goes. It does what it wants. Regardless, I'm over it. We're not in an office like I'd like to be. We're not in a studio like I'd like to be. But it's a perfect day, and probably get some weird looks from other people at the park.
If we're getting weird licks, then something is
I mean, there's
very
a lot of
strange.
Dogs running around.
Banks is here. It's
That's
okay.
True. Okay.
Banks isn't much of a licker. All right. Good to see you guys.
Yeah. I'm not going to be licking, but it's good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys.
I want to start. So a couple things. We believe we are having the show this Thursday on Facebook.
Tentatively.
So tentatively, buckle up. And you know what? If you have an idea for a guest, tweet it at us.
It doesn't have to be Redskins. It can just be anyone.
Yeah, because it's Redskins Talk and Friends.
Right. Timely sports guest of any sort.
So hockey looks like it's going to happen. The NBA looks like it's going to happen, but now all of a sudden they're hitting some wrinkles. Baseball is just a train wreck. What do you think happens the best? I think hockey.
Of those?
Yeah.
It's either
the
hockey.
NFL is the winner.
Yeah,
but
it's either hockey or basketball because they can do this umbrella – whatever thing they're doing in one location, whereas baseball, they got to fly all over the country. I don't know how they can do it really in a smaller setting than that. So, but hockey's going to win this outright. It's going to be a clear hockey victory.
The NFL is going to win, but yes,
in the long run, yes.
And if baseball does like a 50-game season and Scherzer gets 8 starts, it's all going to feel so cheap,
right?
And not
the Nats
real.
Were 19-31 after 50 games.
Yeah, the Orioles may sneak into the wild card. Who knows? So
let's
baseball
not get
is
crazy.
Boring.
If the Orioles sneak into the wild card, I'll be thrilled. That'd be so cool.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I'm not,
we'd all enjoy
I'm not
that.
Poo-pooing the Orioles sneaking into the wild
I
card.
I've not seen your haircut in person.
What do you think?
Look at me. There's some tough angles.
So
at let's first you weren't
stand
doing
up
the
and
full
stand up and circle.
360.
Yeah,
you weren't
so
doing
the back
full
is pretty bad. I don't, rotating.
So the back I don't think is bad.
No, it's side.
It's your right side.
Yeah. Where the, this part.
That's tough.
That's the part where I need the barber to go in and kind of triage.
Dude, I went to the barber. You can go to the barber.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that this week.
I think you need to go straight down with like a curl, not the flat.
No, I like
that's like this is the cool look.
Yeah, this is the English striker
look. He hasn't quite figured it out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't figure it out on my own, but this can be salvaged by a professional hairstylist.
I think it can. I think you're close.
Yeah. I'm Bruce Allen with
but
my hair.
sitting to the right of you is not your best angle.
It looks better from certain sides, for sure.
You're moved? You're in?
I'm in, yeah. Both apartments are
everything
settled.
Everything went well?
Yeah. The move was great. Parents helped out a lot. Drove down from Michigan on Friday. Moved in on Saturday. The apartment is balling. I never want to spend time in my own little apartment ever again.
Good thing you're paying for
so
both.
So it's been, what, 4 days since you came back?
I got home Saturday, so I'm here 2 days. Second
Have you
day.
Spent a night at your own apartment yet?
Not yet. I just got back there this morning, did some grocery shopping, played some PlayStation, then I got here.
The correct answer is they're both my apartments.
Oh. Neither of them really feel like my apartment at this point.
All right.
So last week we did the position group rankings. Two things I wanted to follow up on. I don't know if heat's the right word, but I think a lot of people disagree. Am I higher on Daron Payne than you guys are?
I saw some...
So I said in my piece, or in our piece, Pete, that I think Daron Payne still has the highest ceiling of Payne, Allen, Ioannidis, and I think this year he could really hit it because he got asked to do some stuff in the 3-4 that probably wasn't ideal, and I just think he's so strong. He's still so young. I still think Daron Payne has the highest ceiling. I didn't think that would be controversial, and maybe it wasn't controversial, but I got a lot of pushback on it.
I agree with you. I think Payne is the highest ceiling of the two. I think Ioannidis is the best individual pass rusher of the three, but I think Payne is the best overall game. And I think it's a little tough to look at John Allen just because he's dealt with so many injuries and he's been beat up, so we haven't been able to see the
and he's been quite good. Don't get me wrong.
Right, but that's also part of the reason he fell to where he did in the draft was the proneness injury.
Yeah, but that was shoulder stuff.
Right, but he's had whatever knee and knee. I guess it's been mostly knee stuff. But if I had to take one of the three to start a team or to be on the defensive line, Payne's the first one of those three.
Well, and let's add this part in too. There's two more years of team control and maybe assume a third with the fifth year option.
Right.
And he's the youngest. So like that, if you're starting a team.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah. I think it's two different conversations and they're also kind of on like a scale. Like if you want strictly a pass rusher, it's Ioannidis. If you maybe want the best of both worlds, it looks like Allen. And Payne did have 5 sacks as a rookie, but only 2 last year, so he seems more of the run-stuffing type. I don't know. I guess if I had to choose, I might go Allen, but I am reserving judgment on all three, like I am basically every defender, because I want to see them in a scheme with real, legitimate, proven coaches like Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera leading them onto the field. So I think I'd go Allen over Payne, but I didn't think it was that much of a hot take from JP.
Cool. I just thought it was worth following up.
Is that the fire was people were saying it should be John Allen?
There was a decent amount of people saying John Allen. There was a decent amount of people saying Ioannidis. I think folks really love the sack totals, which is fair.
It's impressive.
I gotta say, this is the least comfortable bench I've ever sat on in my life.
What do you think about it, Mitch? This is for chair talk guy. We haven't done chair talk in forever.
Chair talk guy hates us.
I'm
Mitch
okay with
comfy.
It. I would have thought for the joy that you had for getting out of the house and away from Zoom, you'd be okay with it. But
my wife tells me I'm a complainer. I think it's just who I am.
What if you sit up on this thing? Now that
like
angle.
Sit
that,
up there?
Yeah, put your feet on the middle. Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That looks really sharp.
Yeah.
Laid out on banks.
Dude. All right, next time I'm bringing my own chair.
Or at least a cushion.
Yeah, at least a cushion would be perfect.
Yeah.
It is good. We have 3 park benches that are in a semicircle of sorts.
And a horseshoe-ish.
A horseshoe.
Yeah. What are you doing?
So we each have our own individual bench.
Yeah, everybody's good.
The other note I wanted to make was about Ryan Anderson. I made a point of asking Jack Del Rio about Ryan Anderson a couple weeks ago. It's an interesting position for him because, you know, technically he played linebacker in the 3-4. I think now he's kind of a DN, kind of a linebacker. Ben Standig from The Athletic had an interesting article saying that maybe they should trade Ryan Anderson. But here's the thing. Like, what you're going to – and so I've, a lot of people have kind of speculated that. I want to say Matt Turrell. Somebody, like, tweeted me about that a couple weeks ago. But here's the thing. For what the market is for Ryan Anderson is like a sixth, seventh round pick right now, right? Yeah. You're getting 1 year of a guy.
I'd much rather just try and
I'd rather just have Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
Now, you know who probably wants to get traded is Ryan Anderson's agent, because he's going into a contract year. If you look where the money is for a guy like Ryan Anderson, it's in sack totals. I once had someone that knows these sorts of things tell me that every sack you register for a season going to the open market is worth about $1.75 million in a contract.
Who was – oh.
We're not going to say
it. We're not going to say it. I remember this. It was quite funny, though.
Do you, hold on.
I'm tracking for sure.
Do you guys know who it was?
I know.
Who? No. Yes.
Yeah, I got it right. Mitch got it wrong.
Yeah. But I tell you what, the guy that told us was in regards to that guy's contract that
you just said.
So
that's what it was.
So you kind of triangulated.
We had it surrounded.
That's funny.
But if you're Ryan Anderson or you're Ryan Anderson's agent, hell yeah, you want to get traded.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard to get those snaps with Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Ryan Kerrigan there. But if I'm the Skins and I can get a sixth or a seventh for a guy that can help me on a team that's dealt with a ton of injuries. And I think Ryan Anderson could play some strong side backer for you on first and second down or in clear run situation, like a goal line package. I think you'd love to have Ryan Anderson out there as a strong side backer maybe. Yeah. So I get it. And if the NFL was in the business of like doing the best for the player at all times, I think a trade would make the most sense. I'm just not sure it's going to happen.
I think you also look at the way that Ron and the Redskins dealt with this offseason. And there were a lot of one-year deals, a lot of short-term, you know, prove-me type things. So, to me, I keep Ryan Anderson around and treat this last year of the contract like the one-year prove-me deal, you know?
Yeah, I don't think
– like, I don't know how he fits in long-term, but was it Rivera or Jack Del Rio that made a point of saying, like, and we got to figure out a place for him?
So, both Rivera of them brought it up a while ago. Del Rio got asked about him specifically – honestly, when they drafted him in the second round 3-4 years ago, I was a little, whatever that term is, because I don't know where he plays, and that's kind of been the issue. I think there are roles for him. A trade could certainly happen. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if they think they can recoup some value, maybe it makes sense for a guy that maybe there's not a ton of playing time. But, like, I don't think this linebacking group is so good that it'll keep Ryan Anderson off the field. There's going to be snaps, like, at the end, they're going to rotate. So,
I'm not enamored by him at all, but I think he's way more valuable or useful than a seventh-round dart throw.
That's what I think.
And last year, he came on hot kind of near the end, and that felt maybe more fluky than indicative of a big jump in 2020. But I think you can do a lot worse than Ryan Anderson as your fourth end. Like, I'd rather have him than a Pernell McPhee or whatever you'd get instead of him and see what he can do this year.
Nate Orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Brailford.
Yeah.
We also... with so many of these guys, having a competent leader on defense, head defensive or defensive coordinator or whatever, is going to help these guys out, you know?
Totally.
The schemes and all that stuff that we complained about and had some consternations over, I think a lot of that we'll be able to see more from these guys who we didn't see enough of. Can you imagine if Preston Smith was in this defense, you know, coming up and had a chance to come off the edge and wasn't dropping back in cover. I mean, there are a bunch of guys who have come through that we've been upset about their production, and at least part of that has to be due to the defensive schemes that they were playing in.
And if the scheme pops and Anderson plays well, then maybe you get a compensatory pick, depending on the kind of deal he signs.
If one is minimal impact and 10 is going to transform this team completely, how much stock are you putting into Del Rio and Rivera being the coaches on defense instead of Minuski?
But hold on, let's stick to the point and then go there.
Yes.
So if one is minimal, 10 is Chase Young, how much value would a 2021 extra seventh have?
Instead of Anderson?
No, that would have a one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't care at all about it.
Yeah.
Even if you get similar returns to what we've seen the last 3 years with Ryan Anderson, what value does he have on a scale of 1 to 10? Six?
I'd put it maybe at a 4 or 5.
Okay.
If it's what it was last year.
If you're quadruples the seventh rounder, at least.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
there should be no rush to get rid of him.
Yeah. All right. Now, to your point.
Yes.
How big of a jump of a difference should the scheme and everything make? I think pretty damn significant.
I'm putting a lot of stock in it.
8?
Maybe I'll look crazy. I'm putting a lot of stock. I think it helps Collins, every D lineman. The linebackers, maybe I'm not so sure, but I think it's going to be a big-time upgrade for a lot of people.
I think it'll help the front a lot.
Yeah.
I think it'll help the front a whole lot. I think it'll help the edge rushers the most of everybody on this team, and then after that, it's gonna help the. You said an 8, JP.
8's pretty darn bullish.
9 yeah. in the quarter. Amount upgrade of Minuski of Del Rio to Minuski or Del Rio from Minuski.
Yeah, make like a player comp or something.
Is
it's massive.
Is a 7th rounder to a 1st rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a huge difference.
I don't want to bury the guy, but he's now coaching, what is he, Quality Control Coast at
Kentucky.
I'm
sorry.
Kentucky.
That's all you have to say, is the former defensive coordinator.
Now, some of that is he's probably still getting paid by the Redskins.
Money, et cetera, yes.
And like,
it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been a cheap shot.
Say what you want about Jay Gruden. He's an OC in the NFL.
Yeah. Possible cheap shot, but I think it says something.
Yeah.
Cheap, because he's a quality control coordinator?
No, it's a cheap shot because it's kind of a dig. And and it's not cheap because I'm guessing he's still getting paid.
Yeah.
Although maybe I don't know that.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
All right. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Let's do it real quick for 1 to 10. If Del Rio's not, what you said 8. I said 9.25 for Del Rio. You said
eight to eight and a half.
What do you go for Scott Turner versus Jay Gruden? Because I don't think it's as big a difference, but
it's possible. It's a downgrade.
It's certainly that's where I'm at. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I'm asking. I guess
I don't know.
You can't definitively say it's an upgrade. Because we haven't seen Scott Turner as an OC.
When
Jay
had what he wanted, when Jay had Kirk and good receivers, I mean, they were cooking. Didn't Kirk almost get to 5,000 yards 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he finished with like 4,800 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay's offense can move the ball. And then I think KOC, if he was allowed to do what he wanted, could have moved the ball. The Callahan offense, I will put Scott Turner's offense ahead of Bill Callahan's offense.
Agreed.
I'll put Mitch Tischler's offense above Bill Callahan's.
Are you kidding me? I'd be running 48 power.
Mitch would be running Bill Callahan's offense.
You just take the playbook from him. You know, you don't have to change anything, Bill.
I don't even need a playbook. Just hand the ball to the running back, run between the tackles, and let's move the football.
God.
I was watching LSU Texas, a replay of that game from last year, and watching LSU, just obviously a freak show unit of a team, there is a space. Like, I have made the argument that, like, the big man will come back to basketball eventually. I've kind of given up on that. I think that has just changed. Like, basketball's never going back to what it was. In football, though, a power-running team that can eat the clock up, because that's the thing. Joe Burrow's just going to score every time. So keep him off the field.
Yeah.
Don't try to keep up. And I don't know who's going to be Burrow this year, whether it's maybe Ohio State with Justin Fields or Clemson, whoever it is. Like, just – grind games out. Like, you remember what Pat Riley did when he coached the Knicks in the early 90s and just made basketball super ugly? Like, that transition's going to come in college football. That's a total
I like it, though.
Random 3 tangent.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
But yeah, right. It's going to go back to, like, 38
seconds
the
off the game clock.
Right.
The most important part.
That's what they're going to do. Like, you're going to have to do that because you're going to be outmanned. So, it's what Bill Parcells did to the Bills in the 90s Super Bowl with that Jim Kelly team that ran the K-Gun. They were so damn good. Parcells just grinded that thing to a halt.
Wisconsin does that. Iowa, the two of them have done a pretty good
job. But what you need is teams that get the elite talent to do that. And right. Bama kind of did that forever. And then Bama decided to go up-tempo, too, once they had a good quarterback. Although LSU kind of tried to do that with Les Miles.
They all realize that when you are getting the best athletes in the world at every position, that there's so much that you can do on offense that trying to grind the ball is
contrary and recruits to what you're... recruits aren't into that stuff.
Yeah,
recruits want some cool jerseys. Recruits are like Pete. They want jerseys and swag,
slow-mo
and...
videos,
yeah,
cool remixes. That's how you get me on your team.
All right, so the dry cleaner is this is pretty funny. The dry cleaner is calling me. Evidently, I left clothes at the dry cleaner back
like
when the world was normal.
Date, oh, yeah.
like my blazer at MGM Grand.
Yeah, I think I checked my like little time stamp. I think you can get 3 months, which would be right about now. They're just going to toss it. You better hurry over there.
That's not fair. They've been closed. The clock doesn't run when you're closed.
I guess so, yeah. You have a case.
I have a case. Thanks, Pete. So... want to thank – so I don't have my computer. It's hard for me to stay focused with my computer, but in a park with my dog running around with my notes on my phone.
But at least your computer's not skipping in and out and you're slamming it shut every 5 minutes.
And I'm just texting you like, damn it.
It happened again. I froze.
I want to thank Orsman Automotive of Virginia.
See him frozen.
Yeah, we saw. You haven't moved in 38 seconds.
I want to thank Orsman, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Rant,
again.
Pete. When I'm doing the sponsor – yeah. Please shut up.
Mitch just pointed at you like, shut up, Peter.
You do it. Thank him.
Oh, boy.
See if you can get the dealership right.
This one always throws me for a loop because they sell so many cars because they're so useful. Orsman, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram of Alexandria.
There it is.
Nailed
well
it.
Done.
Thank you.
For a guy that does reads, that was decent, Pete.
Yep.
I think we're going to go. But see, it wasn't a read. I think the reads are what mess you up because that you just had to say it from memory.
Yeah, I like freestyling a little more.
I think we're going to go there next week. I got to confirm it. And you guys can come or not come if you're uncomfortable. I am comfortable. I'm ready to move the unit. My friends down in Florida are just living. I'm ready to live,
sounds
man.
That's nice.
Burger.
That guy lives.
Burger lives. Yeah. So we want to thank Orsman. Hopefully we're going to do an Orsman thing. We probably can't give away pizza. But, like, everybody will wear a mask. I don't know.
Yeah, we'd have to consult our guys to see how many people are allowed to be there and what we can do.
This is a different kind. We can talk later. Because that's things I want to say.
Orsman has to be okay with us bringing extra people
for sure.
There. That's what I'm saying.
For sure. But I think things are back open. I don't know. I can't. Certainly this playground isn't. Sitting at this playground where it's just like it's a boarded up playground is so sad to me.
The swings are like swung over the bar over and over again. So they're just
depressing.
At the very top.
Yeah.
Was it like this in Michigan? Because when I was down in the Outer Banks in North Carolina, it's not like this, man.
They had, like, this little sign right here that would say, please don't use, but they didn't wrap crime scene tape around everything.
Right. Like,
this is a little bit much. What four-year-old's going to run through this? And I think we all get the picture. You don't need to.
I think every four-year-old would run through
it. Well, I know what happened in the park by where I live. Like, a parent came through and put, like, caution tape up to stop people from using
I think that's
stuff.
What this is.
And then
I think the county, though, must have put up this
the
orange.
The county came and put this, like, orange fencing around it to, like, really stop kids from going on.
Seems like such, I don't know. So, this is pretty cool. I believe on Thursday, so there's a new podcast coming out. I don't know who to say this podcast is coming from. NBC Sports?
NBC Sports,
NBC
yes.
Sports.
But like all the regionals, right?
So NBC Sports got all the regionals to each do an individual podcast that they're teaming together as one like group of podcasts. And there's one coming out Thursday.
So it's called Sports Uncovered, and they're telling the Sean Taylor story. I haven't heard it yet. I'm excited to hear it.
A lot of behind-the-scenes stories from all the people that you would want to hear from, you're going to hear from in this podcast. It's really good. Joe Gibbs, you got Clinton Portis, Santana, B-Mitch. I don't know how many names I'm supposed to give away, so I'm going to stop talking.
Clearly, Mitch is a boss. He's got to hear it already.
It's lengthy.
Have you listened to it?
In-depth. There'll be a lot of blogs.
Pete, you know
out.
When you shake your head, the people can't hear you.
Yeah,
we're not on YouTube today.
I'm finishing my thought, and then I was going to answer that. It's going to be a really cool experience. Catch it on Thursday. Every Redskins fan, I would say it's required must listening. Because anything about Sean Taylor is must listen.
We also will have the Redskins Talk and Friends show. I think that's, what, 5 o'clock on Thursday?
Tentatively, 5 o'clock
with
on Thursday.
With an asterisk.
Is all of it tentative?
Everything's so tentative.
Everything, if we've learned anything in 2020,
world, yeah.
Things are tentative.
Yeah.
Where are we at today? You guys think?
Change.
I don't know if we've done this in a little while. We'll start here. NFL season happens on time, September 13th, 16 games, full playoffs. Mitch, where are you?
Happening.
Think, well, give me the 20. Well,
I think I'm going 90% it happens as scheduled for the regular season, through the Super Bowl. And then, but I do think there's going to be some funkiness with the preseason, whether it be the number of games that are played or the amount of time that they're in camp. I think there's going to be some shenanigans there. But as far as the football season goes, I'm incredibly bullish that we're going to have a pretty regular season as far as games played and dates played.
Yeah. Peter?
A regular season. I'm right there with you, Mitch.
Me too. Very bullish.
Yeah.
The NFL leads the way.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Okay, so this week we're doing position paddles on NBCSportsWashington.com. We already did our first one, left tackle. I think I didn't get to read your notes, Pete, but
we agreed.
My stance is if Sadiq Charles shows up ready to play, he can win that job day one. If I think because of coronavirus could really hurt him, because it's my understanding. What he told us on the Zoom when we talked to him was that he's stuck at home in Baton Rouge with no gym, and he's just running up and down the levee going to the Mississippi River. So,
So at least in the past couple of weeks, he moved over to Atlanta. He's in Atlanta now. Working out with Willie Anderson.
Former Saints tackle?
Bengals. No, right. Willie Rofe is the Saints tackle. Willie Anderson's the Bengals 5-time All-Pro or whatever.
So that's great.
Who runs an O-line training academy down there. So he's been there for a couple, I think at least 2 weeks now, getting some work in.
All right. Well, that is good intel, Mitchell, on the big man. So I don't know what's going to happen with Jaron Christian. I've heard he's put some real strength in his upper body, which has been something he's needed to do for a couple seasons. It's just crazy to think Jaron Christian was a developmental pick. Like, he was a raw player. Third round pick, I don't know. It was a previous administration. But like 2 years into the league, like, you gotta develop. There's now a helicopter.
They're coming after you, JP.
I'm telling you, dude, helicopters are in my neighborhood all the time.
Same with mine, but NIH is right there.
Well, so they heard we're recording and they want to get an aerial shot. And say, oh.
Are we allowed to do this? I think we are, right?
Doing
we're outside.
Doing proper things. Being outside is the best thing you can do.
I think they saw the hug, and that's what set him off.
Yeah.
Well.
Because it was so charming.
So we agree at left tackle that it's Charles. If it's not Charles, I think it'll be Cornelius Lucas.
My line is, if they show up and it's a huge disparity, go with Lucas. But if they're anywhere close, just put Charles in there. Let him start growing, because this is about finding guys you can sustainably
win
with.
And Ron has said that.
Yeah,
repeatedly.
And I'm not sure Cornelius is the long-term answer. He definitely
isn't. I'm sure he isn't.
Yeah, but Sadiq could be, so let's figure that out sooner rather than later.
And if it's Jaron Christian, we're not in a good spot.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I mean, Jaron Christian is still 2 more years on a rookie deal. It's not like if it is him, it's because he's better.
Right.
They're not going to play him just because. So I think –
especially when they're not invested in him.
Right, they didn't draft him.
It's not
him.
His pick.
Right. They're so right. It's possible Jaron Christian's the guy, and it's because he shows up ready to go, and it kind of all clicked. What other positions are we doing, Pete? I know we're doing a bunch.
We're doing my favorite one, just kidding, quarterback.
That is so dumb. There's not
junk. That might be the shortest article we've ever written, and we write some short articles, especially I.
Pete has been writing long ones in this format.
I love the bullet point format. For some reason, that gets a lot out of me.
You also love going first person, which is kind of lazy, but here we are.
I think it allows you to inject more personality and thoughts.
So I've been kind of thinking about that a lot.
We didn't do it in the left tackle blog. If you don't want to do it this week, we don't have to.
No, I also, language evolves, writing evolves. Like, we ain't writing for the New York Times. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth.
About a dog farting, I'll write about basically anything and in any style. Terrence Knighton's dog farted once, and I blocked off of it.
He tweeted it, right?
Yeah. He said, damn, my dog farted, and it smells. And I wrote a block off of that.
That was back. We still got to get Wardle on the podcast.
We do.
Yeah.
So we have quarterbacks and tight ends on Tuesday.
All right. Quarterbacks is junk. It's Dwayne's job.
Yes.
Tight ends.
It's junk. Whose job is it?
Yeah, I would say that.
I wonder if we've been in too much of a rush to dismiss Jeremy Sprinkle.
I think we know who Jeremy Sprinkle is, and I'm ready to just
kind of dismiss him. He might be better
him.
Than these other dudes. Yeah. Like that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I always go back to we were in Green Bay, and Dwayne made a great move out of the pocket.
Carolina, but yes.
Was it Carolina?
Yeah, I
great
know exactly.
Great move out of the pocket, like avoided a rush,
multiple
circled around
drops.
For a
could
while.
Could have been both.
Yeah.
And hit what should have been a
first down.
Yeah, miraculous first down, and the ball just doinked off his hands. Sprinkle's hands.
The team really likes Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas got some real money. So I always try to follow the money. That'll tell you where things are going. He's gonna make the team. He's going to have a very real chance. I like Thaddeus Moss. I told you I was watching LSU earlier. He can play. He's just got to be healthy.
Like, is Richard Rodgers healthy?
I got to confirm this. I'm pretty sure Richard Rodgers' dad is on the coaching staff.
Yeah, and his name is Richard Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're sure it's his dad,
assistant
though, right?
Secondary coach, yeah.
Yeah, listen, man, this is the NFL. Richard Rodgers has been in the NFL for 6-7 years. Like, nobody's making the team just because of that. His health has been the issue. When he was good with Aaron Rodgers was 5 years ago.
2015 was his best year.
So, like, I'm not discounting that.
But he's like, could he beat Donald Penn? Like, if he's healthy, like, just be a 1 year gap stop if the rest of these dudes are.
Isn't it stop gap?
It's been a while.
I was going to correct him afterward. Oh my God.
I don't know. Maybe Richard Rodgers.
Maybe he's a gap stop instead of a stop gap.
He could be a gap stop.
He could be a gap stop.
I don't count him. He has one catch and two IR since.
We've been talking too much D line. I've been thinking about
the guy Hale.
Hale, maybe.
Hale, maybe.
Wednesday is going to be receivers, and the battle is who will be McLaurin's sidekick / other across from him
guy. I'm
ready
to plant a flag.
Ooh.
Is it number 13?
Yes.
Yeah.
Took me a second. Yeah. I'm not exactly in number mode sitting here in the park. But, yeah, I think Kelvin Harmon, you're going to have more speed. Well, you're going to have more speed. Like when Antonio Gibson's out there, when Steven Sims gets more of a role. I think you need somebody that's reliable. And if Dwayne and Harmon, I don't put a lot of stock into these offseason workouts. I think they're great to do, but I do think Dwayne and Kelvin have like a legit relationship.
Well, just look at Kelvin's stats from last year when Dwayne was inserted. He had 20 of his 30 catches, and it was in far fewer games.
It was in like the last 6 games.
That people sometimes forget, Kelvin and Dwayne are actually closer than Terry and Dwayne because Kelvin and Dwayne grew up in New Jersey. They have a longer relationship, longer past.
Right, in high school they knew each other. And
they were doing 7-on-7s and passing drills
together. So like, I agree. I kind of like the I like those three, those four, I guess, together. If you're saying Dwayne, Harmon, Sims, and Terry, all going into the second year together, all working together this offseason.
And what Norris pointed out when he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Antonio Gandy-Golden's coming from Liberty. And I know he played well against Power 5 competition. He torched Syracuse and stuff. But, like, Maryland beat Syracuse.
Maryland put up almost a 70 spot.
Right, yeah. So, let's see him run in the NFL a little bit.
And the Panthers have had Funchess. They've had Kelvin Benjamin. They've succeeded with some of those bigger, slower, physical receivers in their offense. Maybe Kelvin can be the next kind of useful target.
Let's not compare him to Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Is that the one biscuit away from being a tight end?
Yeah.
I mean,
who's going to go there?
Well, before he became one biscuit away, he was pretty reliable and good.
I don't want a biscuit now.
Me too. Buttery biscuit. All right, after that, we have, I don't know the order at this point anymore, but I know we're doing left guard. I know we're doing.
Left guard is Wes Martin.
Yeah.
I'm giving away what I'm going to write.
Corner besides Fuller, who's the second corner.
I kind of think it's Darby, but he's got to be healthy.
And then I think that might be it. There's probably one more I'm forgetting. I don't want to get out of my email because that's where I have my pod notes, but. All week long, JP and I will be breaking down position battles. Please read them, NBC Sports Washington, and on Twitter, at NBCS Redskins.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. My guy Homler was supposed to make me some graphics. Where are those at, Homler?
We're supposed to have some graphics for Thursday's Redskins Talking Friends, too.
I do like the avatar, the cartoon characters.
Well, we'll tease that
coming up in
2 weeks. Tentative.
Tentatively
with a big asterisk. our guy came up
say
with.
Say asterisk? Like Rick a guy? Asterisk.
Rick Astor?
Asterisk.
Jeez. We need the. I love that it's a British dude, too, that's doing these reading reviews. Mitch might need a review today. Yeah. Old gap stop.
I think I'm okay.
I'm glad you think that.
Continue. Mitch, go ahead. 2 weeks.
We're turning the bullish and bearish concept into a little.
Jay Blunt deserves
guy,
credit.
Yeah, our guy Jay Blunt came up with the idea. We've been doing bullish.
It's
and
basically
bearish
Jay
bit.
And Danny arguing.
It's like
has become a real
half-baked idea is now being like treated with like months of preparation
right.
And
we're
all of our
cartoon,
editors.
We're getting
yeah.
a cartoon.
We're wearing blazers in the cartoon, which is cool.
I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah. He's wearing
a
full
suit
with
sorry.
A tie. The
I
two
really,
of us are just
yeah.
in blazers.
Yeah.
It's
so
our,
look for that. That could be cool. We do three topics. Whether we're bearish or bullish, there should be a lot of fun animation. So that's something else to look forward to.
Our animation guy, JR, deserves a
hat
tip of the cap. Yeah.
Yeah. Hat tip now. Game ball for when the video comes out. We can't give it to him yet, though.
Right.
Tentative.
Yeah.
Right. Tentatively.
But he's on the
like
right track.
All right. I think we're done. I want to thank Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Stay tuned. We're going to have another podcast later this week. And if we have details about going out there, we will have them. Somebody's honking.
And
looking
we'll
for
have
you, Mitch.
Hopefully more details about Redskins talking friends as well.
Look for
tentatively,
that on Instagram.
5 p.m. Thursday.
I don't think it'll be on Instagram. I think
no,
on
we'll
Facebook.
Promote it at Redskins Talk Pod. So if you're wondering whether it's happening, we can
it'll
put
it on
the
NBC
there.
Sports.
Happening.
It's happening.
Unless,
it'll be on the NBC Sports Washington Facebook page live Thursday, 5 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Check out if you don't want to hear something weird. So
I'm checking in.
You're going to like this one.
I'm
kind
in.
Of. It's kind of weird.
Can I just preview the word you wrote in the rundown? The two words to preview this segment is JP Gross.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going.
Well, now people might really check out. But so there have been times where Pete has had big zits and we give him a very hard time about it.
Yeah.
So I have a huge zit. And you know, I'm a transparency is key. Like, you got to own when things are going poorly.
Yeah.
Look at this thing, dude.
Big shiner. It Cyclops.
Yo, it's massive.
That's something.
Is that post pop or is it?
No, I don't know. I think it's like a growth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
dude,
what's
that looks
happening.
Like the one I had under my nose that lasted four or 5 months and was just a part of me.
So I wanted
Didn't
to.
Did you get a biopsy on that thing?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I was shook.
What were we calling it? A mitt? It was like a mole.
It was a mole. Yeah. A zole or a mitt.
A zole.
B-Mitch, one time started Redskins 100. JP was like, yep, it's the three of us. And B-Mitch went, no, there's one more. And you're like, who? And he's like, look under Pete's nose. And that was how we started
we
the show.
We had worked that bit. Like, that was.
Yeah, that was a constant thing. Basically
remember
got
when
fonted.
We used to do TV shows? So that's what. If I'm going to have a gigantic zit, like, there's no way to hide this on
no,
my forehead.
Your hair isn't
like,
long enough.
Kim Foley is a brilliant makeup artist, but I don't know what. Could happen with this thing.
I think your wife could do it.
We don't do TV, so it doesn't matter.
Fine. That's why I'm okay with just screwing around with my hair. If it looks terrible, who's going to see
my
it?
My next TV hit will be for Larry's show on Thursday. You think this thing will be visible by Thursday?
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be its peak.
That thing is.
No, it's already on the way down. You guys should have seen it at its peak.
Oh.
It was Mount Kilimanjaro.
There were a lot of hats on the most recent pods.
I wonder if it's hat related because I don't have to go anywhere. I just wear a hat all the time.
A lot of sweat.
Are you wearing the hat when you ride the Peloton?
No, I haven't told you. I started doing this like neighborhood morning workout thing with
like neighbors.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm wearing a hat there. Maybe I shouldn't.
What is it like? A class?
You remember Scott McBrien?
Yeah.
Scott lives like over there, and he leads it. There's like eight of us. It's
every
fun.
Morning?
Three times a week, 6:30. We do it on the blacktop on the other side of the field here.
Like CrossFit type stuff?
Yeah. It's funny, dude.
Dude, you found fitness during this break.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I'm right there with
you.
Yo,
and it's got me drinking way less because I have to be up butt early the next day.
Incredible.
Kind of make up for it on the other days. But
I was gonna say, it didn't stop you last night.
No, it didn't. Last night was an off day.
Somebody funny who we've actually name dropped.
Who responded and was quite happy and wished.
Incredibly pleasant person.
Well, and my text was incredibly pleasant.
Yeah.
It was random.
Yeah.
It was quite random.
When you texted us who you were texting, I laughed a lot. I was like, what
There's
the hell
could
be going
he's
on there?
In the same state that you were.
No, he replied today at like 11 a.m.
Which means he wasn't.
Yeah. right.
Maybe ahead of you.
All right. I just wanted to acknowledge that, like, while I dish it out, I can take it too.
Thank you. And we wouldn't have seen that unless you took your hat off. So I appreciate you feeling comfortable enough around
I mean,
this.
What if I just went just shades? Like, how... I mean, this thing is massive.
it actually hurts you more because then I'm more inclined to look around you right. instead of in your eyes.
Right.
And that's when I see it. It has a kind of a buddy next to it, too, a little.
Dude, I might have to call
Todd Colonna.
Dr. Todd, dude.
He saved my life.
Pete and I have both taken Accutane. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we're Accutane alum.
Are you?
I think they've, like, disbanded it.
It was just
dreadful.
Brutal.
I never got a bad
we gotta
except
go.
For in
let's go.
I want to hear
the
this.
The chin strap in high school football, like,
everybody
July,
got that.
August, September.
Yeah.
Well, you were so big, you were probably old enough to, like, grow facial hair around it.
No, I didn't really have facial hair until college.
All right, me either. Certainly not Pete.
I think I did. I can't remember.
No, dude, you barely had it when you were interning for us.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's go. This has been fun. It's great
that's
to see
been really
you guys.
Fun.
See. Seeing one another is great. That's why I want to go
it
to Dudley's.
Makes
I want to
the pod better.
Yeah.
My new apartment is only 13 minutes away from Dudley's. I drove by it yesterday on the way to Target.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Boy.
Let's go to Orsman and let's go to Dudley's. Let's have an afternoon.
You don't have to tell me twice.
And we need the Needwood Invitational needs to happen.
Oh, and that will be it. We need to preview that and recap that on the pod.
Who's the fourth?
I have a handle of Tito's in the back of my car right now. So
oh, it's getting so warm. I don't know if there is a fourth.
We got to go.
Do we want to subject a fourth to that?
Well, but we got to figure out bets and stuff.
Yeah, we can get a fourth.
All right. We legitimately have to go. If you, thank you very much, Orsman Automotive.
Go get
of Virginia.
Your dry cleaning.
Yeah, seriously. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.